Where is that?
It was north of DeMott. There was a place. I thought I saw another place. The south on down 231.
I bet the Sandusky Farms, maybe.
That might be it. Yeah.
I imagine it's.
Then there was this one guy had. Of course, I have some interest, but not a whole lot of practical experience with farming techniques. But it looked like this had these beef cattle turned out in this field of stubble, corn stubble. I didn't realize they did that.
Well, of course they won't clean up corn as good as the hogs will. But I imagine if there's quite a bit of down corn, it'll.
Yeah, well, this is a whole field.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, if the corn was down and the corn had been harvested, there would still have been a lot that was lost on the ground.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. This was just stubble, you know, obviously it had been cut off and things, corn stalks, I don't know. I didn't realize they did that. Yeah. Fair drive back to Chicago. Well, it's not too far, really. It's about an hour and a half, something like that, to Chicago. Well, this has really gone well here. I think it's really.
Oh, I'm glad for that.
You're very patient, I will say.
Well, really, I can't imagine why it wouldn't go well every place, though.
Well, sometimes it's really, people are suspicious of why you're doing this.
Well, I would never have thought of that, but I can see why some would.
Yeah, because the. I really had trouble with, not trouble, but I think this, I'm still not sure this, Al and DeMott was entirely convinced that I was on the up and up.
Oh, is that right? But you did complete your interview.
Yeah, we completed it. Yeah. He kept asking, well, what is this for and everything. And he got, I think, real nervous about it. Sort of thought it was. That's the problem. I mean, these questions are all so obvious that you keep thinking that there's something.
There must be, yes.
And he got real flustered, I guess, towards the end. He wasn't answering questions, that were really obvious, right? It was sort of too bad. He really has some stories. He was apparently a vegetable. Salesman, and apparently was in his younger days a sort of different.
Truck farming, you mean, or retailing? Or?
He retailed it. Mm. He took the he'd go and have a because he said he had a Ford panel truck. He used a Model D Ford panel truck.
Uh-huh.
He used to take it around, take it up. I guess he's take it to Gary and different places.
They have several truck patches around the mod.
I think he said that he had originally, his family had to pay off their farm, and I guess he was told that he was being laid off as a field worker or something like that, but they'd keep him on as a salesman. He said he
does
paid
he live
off.
Alone?
Yeah, he does. He lives in a little tiny one room shack, right in the middle of DeMott. Well, they had that park that's named after him. It's really quite. It's quite unusual.
No, I'm ashamed. I didn't know that.
It's a big science park, and it's named after him. And the reason is apparently he sits there most of the day. And I guess the local merchants, I'm not sure exactly what the arrangement is, but they have some kind of deal with him where he sort of putters around and cleans things up. And I don't know whether they pay him for it or whether he just... get some kind of services or something for free, but very, very interesting guy.